Good day everyone listening to me around the world, from Nigeria to United States to every part of the world. It is your host Bloomer, and I'd like to welcome you to my podcast, Make Nigeria Great Again. Yeah, last week we talked about the struggle. We talked about the struggle in Nigeria, what people are actually facing, and the reasons why this struggle still persists in the 21st century, okay? So today it's another topic, differently, and we're going to be talking about It Is Not Working. Yeah, that's the title of the topic. It is not working. What is it that is not working? I don't know. The power sector is working. The educational sector is working. The health sector is working. Yeah, we just relax and listen to what I have to tell you. So today we're talking about it's not working, okay? So we're talking about it's not working. Nigerians' current mindset, both young and old, rich and poor. Reorientation of the mindset from the top to the bottom. And making it work. So those are the points that I'll be highlighting in what I'm gonna say today. Okay, so I want you guys to listen very well, okay? And I want you to listen, share this podcast among your friends, among your family, so they can listen and understand why is it not working. So the current situation in Nigeria seems not to be working for the majority of our citizens. That's true. The leaders at times seems to care for the citizen only when they are running for office. Oh, we're gonna build you roads. Oh, we're gonna do this. Oh, we're gonna do that. Oh, we're gonna do this. We promise you everything. But the moment they get into the office, they don't do anything. We can't barely celebrate 24 hours power supply, and this is 2020. Unemployment rate is high and nothing seems to be working. Summarizing the situation and problems of Nigeria, we can say that nothing seems to be working for the majority, and this makes me to draw a conclusion that we need to do more to make the country move forward. The Nigerian current mindset. What is our mindset? The youth mindset, people that are struggling's mindset, the politicians' mindset. What are we talking about here? Nigerians' current mindset. Over the past decades, the thought of the old and the young has been tuned to a different frequency due to the continuous deteriorating status of the country, ranging from every sector. This is 2020. And what can you say about Nigeria? What can I say? It is very, very sad to see the current situation of Nigeria like this. High rate of unemployment, importation higher than exportation, corruption in every sector from high post to lower sector, and so on. This is very baffling. How can we make Nigeria great again if something and things are not working? It makes me sad. And I feel for my country, Nigeria, that we are being destroyed by parasites who doesn't care for the country. The mindset of the youth these days has been turned around. Looking at the mindset of a Nigerian youth, ranging from the rich class, middle class, and the lower class, 80% of them in the lower class have lost credibility in the country, and they have to kiss various asses, pardon my language, just to get to the top. You have to do all sort of rubbish to get to the top. Very sad. Majority of the youth in Nigeria are helpless, as they turn to other means of survival, whether legally or illegally. This breaks my heart. Where criminals and crimes, illegal activities are being celebrated in my country. It's not their fault, because the country has failed. But we need a solution. This is another topic to look into, as the government has failed to carry out their responsibilities in helping the youth. That's another topic. Now, the mindset of the old. What is the mindset of the old? The mindset of the old, behold, have totally lost hope in the country. As they even support and fortify their children to carrying out illegal jobs. Lord, when? There is a song by Marvin Gaye. It says, "Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Oh, things in what they used to be. No, no. Where did all the blue skies go? Where did all the blue skies go? Where are all the good days of my country, Nigeria?" Very sad. Now we need to move on to the next thing. Reorientation of the mindset from the bottom to the top. Now, if we want Nigeria to be better, we have to reorientate our mindset and think, because whatever we do, how we act, starts from the mind. Like, everything couples up in the mind. This is really hard when we are dealing with people's mind. There's a lot of works that needs to be done when dealing with people's mindset. Yeah. Yeah. Starting from the top, the government. The government needs to reorientate the youth and the old. Without the government doing so, then it will be very, very difficult to orientate or teach the public on how to have a positive mindset. But how can the government do that? Because if the government even used the youth as a political tool to pass, to sabotage an election, why the good youth of Nigeria should spur into action through advocacy. The good ones should not entertain illegal activities, but rather speak against all these things that are happening. But it's very sad, because we only have free speech and freedom of speech, but nobody is going to guarantee your freedom after you say those words. We live in darkness. We live in shame. We live in fear in my country, Nigeria. But all this responsibility still boils down to government by constantly teaching and orientating the public. The government can only do this if only they keep their promises that they've made while they were running the office, by creating jobs, building hospitals, empowering the youth, and making the country great again. How can we make it work? When you ask different people across the country the same question, you get different answers, like, kill the politicians, remove them, do this, do that. Everybody have different answers to this question. How can we make Nigeria work? Then I'm pointing the question to every of my listeners listening to me around the world. How can you make Nigeria work? If you're a politician and you're listening to my podcast, question goes to you. How can you make Nigeria work for all? How can you make it work? If you were to be in a political post, how can you make a change? If you were to be in a political post, how can you make a change? Thank you all for listening to my podcast. Blumo signing out. God bless you, and God bless Nigeria. This podcast is to enlighten the youth and the whole that Nigeria can still be great again if we work together, ensuring that governments carry out their responsibility. With this, Nigeria can achieve something. Thank you.